Hello and welcome. You are listening to From Here with a View, a We Are the Seeds Philadelphia podcast. My name is Zachariah Julian. I recently traveled to the Pueblo Powaki in New Mexico and got to visit the beautiful Poe Culture Center, where I had a conversation with two amazing artists, Daniel Jim and Janice Black Elk Jim of Ring Mountain Design. Enjoy.
My name is Janice Black Elk Jim. I'm from South Dakota, Rosebud, Siganju. My art started when I was in the second grade, and my art teacher noticed that I could express myself better at my artwork than I could with my academics. So it was my art teachers, I have to give them credit for pushing me forward. I went to Cape Cod, was introduced to the contemporary field in jewelry. And it was so amazing with the different karat golds, the high-end minerals in the jewelry, and it was just mind-blowing. I have to say, at that point, it was so beautiful to be able to see the sunset, all the different colors, all the birds at that time with the way that they would greet the sun. And that really inspired me to be really at one with the earth and to keep myself centered. And so I went to Aspen, and that's when it really took off. And being that the contemporary world really just like grabbed me and said, come on, try this, let's go this way. Do something else, speak to the world, and tell your story, tell of what needs to be done to help the earth, to help the generations to come, to be able to work with different medias. And I really, really enjoyed Aspen. There was one gallery at that time that had every form of coral there was in the world. And I spent 3 days in that gallery, and I just was just overcome by the beauty. And from there, I just bloomed and took my jewelry to the next level. I took my contemporary bead work in with the sterling silver, and it got to the point where I couldn't work fast enough. I just needed to hire somebody or find somebody else that was on the same page as me. Daniel, he was the one that said, well, let me try, let me help you. I said, why not? So that's how we collaborated. And he showed me what he thought would work, add a little more into what my designs were at that time. And it just took off. And that's how my version of Ring Mountain Design was born.
My name, to begin with, is Daniel Jim. I'm from northern Arizona, up in the area west of Winter Rock. There's a place called, we call it Zist, Zedis Cray. And I'll interpret it as close as I can to English, meaning a mountain that's got a ring around it. And I've been doing metalsmith for 14 years now. There's no end to it. We get our own stones in the rough and we cut them and polish them. I did a lot of walking when I was growing up. I didn't grow up in the city or anything. I did get sent to a boarding school where I got disconnected from my language. It stayed with me in my mind, but to talk, I had difficulty getting back with my language. And when I met Janice, we were living in Colorado. It was on a daily basis that I encountered wildlife, from elk to bighorn sheep, mountain lion, porcupines, and eagles, like that. So that's kind of where we lived at, up here in the Rockies. And on my daily routine going back and forth to work, I would see herds about, and I would look at their antlers. And I got to thinking back, going back to time, people that lived in the area, they utilized material that was at hand when they went hunting. They didn't waste. They used everything. And I would look at their rack and start thinking, oh, okay, there's a good possibility they used that to make a saddle. It just kept coming to mind every time I see them. Finally, one day I said, I got to do something on this. So that's where our design came from, to build this saddle. Planning it was not too difficult, because I trained horses in my younger age. That in mind, I started building the saddle. And it, being that Janice is from up north and I'm from down south, I kind of combined it together, my thought and how to build it. But we do a lot of traveling during the summertime. When we get out there in areas where it's just open country or up in the mountains, that's when I start connecting with what they saw. I know that their landscape was totally different, but the mountains were the same. Thinking of that matter, I would hear them just kind of directing my thoughts to the way they seen it. And I also noticed that the paintings, on hide paintings from up north, they use abstract drawings of the animal. So that played a lot of influence in some of the paintings I've done on the hide. I look for a certain shape of the antler itself. And I'm very lucky that this one here, I had two of them that had that angle that was just right. You look at it from the front looking down, they're almost matching. So that would even it out when I put it together. And the part that goes on the side there, that's oak, aged oak. It's already seasoned. It's not going to shrink anymore. It's already been exposed to the weather, to the snow or rain, the sunshine. So it's seasoned. They call it seasoned. It's like steel. When you work with steel, you know, you heat it up, cool it down, heat it up, cool it down, they get hard. Same with oak, same way. We put the rawhide in the river. I didn't want to use water, you know, from the tap water. So there's a river not too far from here. We got some water from there, put it in a bucket, and we put all the rawhide in there and let it set, soak it. And from there, we cut it to where we need it to. It's got no chemicals in it. It's all natural. And it's coming from the mountain. Every mountain has a name, is the way I was told from back home, the people that, spiritual people. And Janice, she did the fringes on it. She That's her north, the way they do it north, northern style.
Now the question is, does this piece have a name? Have you both decided on a name?
Your mom's last name.
Yep. Wounded Arrow was a warrior who went out to battle, and he got shot in between the ribs. So he was wounded. He was really wounded. So in those days, they left him to cross over out there on the plains. Well, he was out there and he didn't cross over, and he was able to crawl to a stream and take care of himself and drink water and eat the herbs that grow along the little stream there. He made it. He was able to make it to where the camp was. And as the person that takes care of the outer rim of the camp saw him, they said, "Look, look." And they grabbed him and they helped him and they took him to the person that's in charge of the camp. And they put him in a lodge. And from that day on, his name was Wounded Arrow. And so that is my mom's side of the family. And that's how that story is. I remember that through my DNA, there's a lot of heavy people on my family that are just so knowledgeable spiritually, educational-wise, artistic-wise, and I just put everything into it. The late Wallace Black Elk. We did this necklace that was green, gold, blue-green, and blue. And we just really, I was proud of that one. And I got to show it to him about 3 weeks before he traveled on. And he says, "My girl, look at this. You can get a Cadillac with this." And we both looked at each other and we said, "What?" He goes, "I mean it, my girl. You can get a Cadillac with this." And I'm going, Dad, you know, I just want to show the world the beautiful colors and what have you. And so I felt like I reached that goal of his instructions, spiritually knowledgeable and pushing me to be able to combine my stories that I want to tell the world. Now I'm running into people that have studied with him, and like one of his right-hand people that helped him. She ordered a pair of earrings, and it took me almost a year to make these earrings. And these pieces, this particular one was just so moving. She kept on me and asked me, "Did you forget about me?" And I was telling her, "No, I have to keep myself centered. I don't want to make these when I'm having an emotional moment or something, you know, because of who you are and where you travel. I want you to be able to show the world beauty as a woman, and that the honor that we have to walk upon Mother Earth." She was packed. She was ready to go. And she knew that, well, that she'll just have to leave this package. And as she was getting into the car to go down to the airport in Denver, up pulls the post office lady as she ripped it open and she just went, ah! She didn't have time to call me or anything, but I get a text message as she's landing in Texas to fly to Europe with my earrings. And so the earrings are over there someplace in Europe flying around with her right now. So I feel like these ones that I did was to connect to the stars and how our lives are, and dealing when we cross over and how we are. All of us, every tribe has its different astronomy and the meanings, the beautiful sacred meanings. And this pair was just really a year to make.
Are there any other projects that you're working on right now?
Oh, I know it's been on the table for over 5 years now, but it's going to be a 6-foot-wide, 4-foot-high, fully beaded pictorial, maybe? Is that what you want to call it? Of the Big Dipper. I've been doing research for 5 years, asking a lot of people, and I've got a lot of answers. I've been trying to figure out the name of the last three stars on the ladle, and we're going to put on those last three stars, we're going to put different necklaces representing the ancestors today and then the future. So the one that will be the ancestors will be quill work, and then today's work will be, you know, strewn silver, and then the future will be in, it's a wire, and it lights up at the end.
Like a fiber optic.
Yes, that's it, fiber optic. Yeah, and that will be the future. In the meantime, I'm finding out a lot of things that the Big Dipper holds for each different tribe, and wow, it's heavy. And I hope that this project will be able to travel. I know I have to do the math even more and break it down into three parts to be able to transport it to different museums, I hope. And I hope to get this done before I can't beat anymore. Yeah. So the Big Dipper project had a positive feedback, and we're getting requests now and questions. Well, what are you going to do with this? Are you going to sell it, or where do you want it to go from here? Would you be into putting it here with us so that we can bring in the schools, the grade schools and junior high schools from the area, so that you can show this and tell what it is about, of the Big Dipper, of the Lakota ways, because we just really feel that this should be seen. And I went, okay, let's do it. I feel personally the relationship of my art. I was taught that it's an honor to be able to give a message that was brought from the Holy Ones so that you can teach, and not necessarily teach, but show people in a gentle way so that they'll listen. But if you come across as being loud and boisterous, that the people aren't going to listen to you. That's how I put this message into my jewelry. And I bring that to the table, the Ring Mountain Design table, and then Daniel brings his in, and then we collaborate his traditional ways of his stories and the traditional ways of my stories, and you'll find that they intertwine, and that's the beauty of it. So that is, if you want to call advice for the next generation behind me, and just go for it. Don't be afraid. Bump your work up. Don't be afraid, but do it from here. Do it from the Holy Ones.
Art itself has several medias. It's more of a trial and error when you first start out in any media. There's a point there, either will be sooner or later, you're going to come to that point where you're going to say, I can't do this, or it's too hard. What am I doing? Let it go. There's going to be another day that you can try it again. Don't let it go. Don't give up on it, is what I'm saying. We can't predict tomorrow. Nobody can. But we can try to figure out how we can do it over again and continue on with our creation. I think everybody's an artist. I was told at one time, everybody's got art in them. And the person that told me, he was a well-known metalsmith, silversmith. He's passed on now, but when he told me that, it's always been in my mind when people ask me for help. So, help people create something from their heart. Because every artist, when they create something that comes from themselves, what they think of situations or life in general. This project that Janice wants to do, it's going to be very challenging because of the size, and she's had it in her plan for some time. And it's going to be good to see it grow, develop. She's had some people from where she's from that have helped her with how astronomy is, a lot of it is based on astronomy, the stars, the universe. And that's something that we don't really think about because we have all these lights going on at night. You live in the city and there's light. You can't see what's out there unless you go out into the wilderness. And it's all out there. From there you see what our people followed, for the seasons and how we were connected. The whole globe was connected. And we kind of moved off that track. We're into a stage of we've got to really think about what we're doing here, because the Earth is trying to sustain us here. And we're overwhelming it. It's not in balance. We're overwhelming it in one area where it's telling us you got to seek something alternative than what you're doing here, because you're going into a zone where it's going to be irreversible. But we still have a chance to do something about it. So that's best way I see it, when she mentioned the stars and all of that. Get out there and look at it from that angle.
Ihe N to the Pole Culture Center, and to Daniel Jim and Janice Blackout Jim from Ring Mountain Design for taking the time to share their inspirations, teachings, and breathtaking art. For more information on their work, you can visit Ring Mountain Design on Facebook and Instagram. My name is Zachariah Julian. Thank you for joining us for this episode of From Here With A View, a We Are The Seeds Philadelphia podcast.
From Here With A View, a We Are The Seeds Philadelphia podcast is produced by Michelle St. John with music by Zachariah Julian and original logo art by Jason Weesaw. This podcast is funded in part by Independence Public Media Foundation.